Did you hear that?
Okay, so I had a message. This conference has been recorded, so I guess it's
Yeah, great.
Okay, so thank you very much for taking care of this.
No problem.
And, today, in that session, I think we plan to have 1 hour session. Is that okay with you?
Sorry, can you say that again?
And so I'll do my best. I am at my office doing my best so you can make a difference with what you want to do today. Just as a reminder, we are both talking in English and it's not my native language. So sometimes I may ask you to say again, and please feel free when you want me to say again things that I may don't have said correctly. So I tend to speak a bit slowly. I hope it does not matter for you.
No, that's okay.
And so about that session, what do you want to work about today?
It's about money and my company. I noticed that I have a good resilience in that when I get knocked down, or some years ago I was in economical problems. And either way, if I'm in problems with economics or emotional pain or whatever, every time in my life I get there, I bounce back. I get so much energy and do whatever it takes to bounce back. So that's good. But the problem is when I want to take it to the next level, in this case with economics, with money, and doing it in my company, to earn more and to earn more with doing what I love, I don't have the same energy. So because I'm already at the okay level. So I want to have the same energy when I'm bouncing back. I get like really creative and solution focused, and I take massive action. I want to take that do it to the next level. Do you get what I mean?
Okay, so just to be sure that I understood, it's that you want to transfer your resilience to economics issues at your firm. Did I say correctly?
Almost. I don't have economic issue in that way. My economics is at an okay level. If it gets too bad, I just take a job and then I'm back. But I want to earn more money, and doing it in my company with doing what I love.
Yes.
For in this case, coaching and education and seminars and that kind of stuff. So what I want to do is to have the energy to do it, because I procrastinate and I don't do the things needed in time. It takes very slowly, and I don't have a high motivation of doing it, and low energy.
So you want to stop procrastinating about getting your firm to the next level for finance?
Okay.
So, what does that mean for you, procrastination?
That I don't do the things. Maybe I don't do the things at all, or it takes very long time before I do it, or I think, this must happen before I do it. For example. I always can't come up with excuses. And reason to not do it.
Okay, so really,
sorry.
Yes,
success here spiritually.
It really advanced excuses sometimes, but
it gets rid of
not most of it is just excuses.
Okay, so you mentioned don't doing things, excuses, and you want to get rid of them. So these are three things, maybe. What do you want specifically?
I want the same energy and creativity and the naked action state, or what I should call it, when I'm pursuing the next level. Not just, but I have it when, as I go, it's like a thermostat. If I get below my current level, then I bounce back kind of fast. I take massive action, I do everything it can, I find out the knowledge needed and everything. But I want to do that to the next level. So, so have the same energy, same motivation, or kind of same.
Okay. And about taking massive action, what does that mean for you specifically?
For example, I take a sense when I was had a problem with economics a few years ago. I went to a free seminar about economics. I read books about it, about books in the library about it, and I did something, I did a budget, and I followed it, and I cut expenses, and I did everything, and I worked my way up, and I had a long vision plan for it, and I followed it, and did all the stuff that I could possibly come up with, and did it, in that case, also get my girlfriend to do too. I did every possible thing needed, and I looked after knowledge how to do it if I didn't know.
So you have your plan just now, and you don't take your massive action. Did I understand right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we go back to what you said at the first time, which was you don't do things and you have excuses.
Yeah.
Or is there something else?
No. If I get below my current level, I don't have excuses. I know. Okay, this is sad. I need to get up again. And I know that I'm going to get up again. It's just a matter of time.
I'm sorry, I did not understand. Would you say a bit slower, please?
Yeah, okay. Of course. If I get below my level, for example, with economics, I know, or if it's emotional pain, I know that I'm going to get out of it. I know I'm going to get back, and I do everything I can to do it.
What's the problem
now is that I instead of doing come up excuses or do something else that feels more motivating, like watching movies or play video games or other stuff, or reading books, but things that not taking me closer to my goal.
Does that mean that excuse is the first thing of your list you want to work about?
Well, maybe I think the excuse is just a symptom.
It's a symptom, yes.
Yeah.
And what could be the cause?
Yeah. Maybe it's not big why. I don't really see purpose. It is inspiring to do it, but I don't really do. When I get below my level, it's like I have to, because I can't continue that way, because that would ruin my life. So, So it doesn't weigh from. No.
Just a question. Does it mean to go to the next level of your economic? Does that mean economic?
Yeah, that would mean that I earn more money for soccer, and I do it with my coaching business. I'm losing a little now. Speak again. Didn't really catch.
Well, it's because of the communication. I think the quality of the communication. It's not the level.
Now I hear you good. I hear you good. Earn more money. What was the question? I forgot. Sorry.
But the question was, what does that mean for you going to the next level in your economics? So just now, I'm not quite clear with what you're saying.
Okay. That means earning more money in my coaching business. And earning more, if I take just a daily job, I maybe get, how much earn, like 15,000 after the taxes. Swedish crowns. If I could double that and within my coaching business, that's for the start a good goal.
To double your income in coaching. That is for you going to the next level.
So earning 35,000 in a month after tax. With doing my coaching or seminars in my coaching company.
Okay, so you mentioned excuses and don't doing things and doubling your income after tax. What do you want to work about today?
I don't really know what is needed, but
would you say again? I do not understand.
No. It's I haven't really said anything. Yes, I think a little love.
Okay,
sorry. Yeah, it's okay. I want to work on how to go to the state and doing all this massive action stuff.
How to break that state. Okay, and why do you want to break that state just now?
Why do I want it? Because that would get me to my goals. I know if I have that, I'm going to get to my goals. It's just a matter of time. So if I have that.
Okay. And when you make breaking that state, what does it specifically mean for you, breaking the state?
That I'm going to do all the things needed. For example, I'm going to find markets to market free introductory session. I would look up more knowledge about doing a great introduction session, for example, in the mentor program. We're going through that now. So I'm going to ask all the clients now I have coached for free to give me referrals. It's so much stuff, and I'm going to find out what and how to do it. So that would specifically mean that I'm going to do everything needed. And when I don't know what to do, I'm going to look it up or ask or some way find out.
So just now you said things you would do after you break that state.
Yeah.
But you didn't mention how you break that state. Do you know how?
How to get to the state?
Yes.
when I get knocked down or get below my level, it's like I have to. It's like I have to get back. That's what's driving it. I really have to get back, because the consequence of not doing it is too big. That's the consequence I really don't want, and I must get back. It's like that. Where emotional pain is like, I have to go through this emotional pain, but I have to come out. I know why I'm going to do it. So,
I
realized nothing. For example, with economics, I also knew that if I do all this stuff, I'm going to get back. I just know it. It's not a belief, it's a truth for me. I know I'm going to get back. Just a matter of time.
Okay.
So if I could install that into my body, that would be... I think that would do it.
Okay, so you know what to do. And you mentioned emotional pain. What does that mean for you, emotional pain?
Emotional pain, for example, when my mother died, that was an emotional pain. And just 1 week after, I went on. I didn't get over it after a week, but I went on already after a week. And I was like doing my stuff, living my life as usual, but still, what do you say, grieving? What do you say that? But eventually I get out of that side, and I always with emotional pain or something, I get over it really fast, and it's not like I'm pushing it in or something. Handle it all the way through and come out. Always come fast. My father have always said I'm a survivor, because I always get back kind of fast.
Yes. So, and what do you believe about that emotional pain in the context of going to the next level of your business? What do you believe about that?
Sorry, can you repeat that question?
In the context of going to the next level to your business, what do you believe about that emotional pain you said you need to cross?
It's that I know I go, that I know I will make it to the level I want to be in. For example, when I get knocked down, I know I will get back. It's just a matter of time. Mm-hmm. I know what to do. So, did that answer your question?
Not really. I'm not quite clear with what you say about what is your emotional pain. What specifically does it represent?
Okay, this is not an emotional pain. That was just an example of when I bounced back. So now it's not an emotional pain. Now it's like my economics is an okay level. I want to take it to the next level. The emotion pain before, that was just an example of how I bounce back.
Okay, so do you want to work about how to make it bounce after that emotional pain?
Forget about the emotional pain. Forget about that. I want to work on the economic. The emotion pain was just an example of when I got knocked down in life, or something emotional or economic, I bounce back. I come back to the level I was before I was not now.
Okay.
Now, but I want to have that resources I have then to get to the next level now.
Oh, okay. So you're looking for some kind of resources. After you bounce back, you pay the price, emotional of it, and then you go, you want to work about how to bounce back? Is that what you want to do now?
I want to work on how to take to the next level.
So the taking to the next level, you said it meant for you to double your income after tax.
Yeah.
And
I get rid of something.
Get rid of something, okay.
I realized something. That at the level I am now with economics, if I get below that, I do everything I can to get back. And if I get higher up than them, I come down too. I bounce back to the level, either if I'm below or higher. That's what I realize that now. So,
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you say. When you think about economics, you're talking about money?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it's my French.
My French.
I'm not quite clear about what you want to do just now. What you want to work about.
Yeah, I want to access to the state of that I know I'm gonna get there if I just do everything needed. It's like I have the safe, secure feeling that I'm going to get there.
So you know how? You know how to get there?
The same resource I have when I get knocked down and come back, I want to have to take to the next level too. Not just stay at my current level.
Same resource.
Same resource, like this massive action. I do everything needed. I look up all the information needed to do it. And I just do it. It's like...
So you already have an experience. You already done it. Taking massive action after a setback.
Okay. And now I'm not at a setback. I'm at the level I hope I that is okay. But I want to take the next level. So it's not just okay. I want to be at great level. Do you understand?
Okay. But what's stopping you now? I just understand the problem for now.
Yeah. What's stopping me is that I don't feel that motivated or inspired to do all the things needed to get to the next level.
You don't feel that you can go now?
Yeah, I know what to do. And I know how I can look up for what to do if I don't know. But I don't do it, so that's the problem. The problem is I don't do the actions needed.
Okay. So it is a state like you are in, you mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed a real difference between my state now, when I want to proceed next level, and the state when I have to get that. Okay, so...
Okay. Please end your sentence, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's more energy. If I get knocked down and need to come back, I have a real high energy of doing it. And now my energy is like, that would be good stuff. So that's my current energy.
Okay, so is it about space management?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and when you are in that, in that state where you say you are stuck.
Yeah.
And you want to have a state where you take massive action.
Yes.
Okay. And why is this that state of being stuck?
Sorry, what did you say again?
Why is that state of being stuck?
So what was it? Or what was
yes.
It?
What do you believe about it? What do you believe about it?
That's what I believe about it.
Yes.
Okay. What I believe about the state of getting stuck. I think I believe that this is okay level and this is a good life. So I don't need to do anything more. Okay, that was the realization. Okay.
So that sense has a sense of being okay at the level of where you are.
Yeah, I'm okay there. That's good.
Okay.
I can support my family, I can support myself. And I have that's a good life.
Okay. And what will happen when you leave that state?
If I leave that state. If I leave this state,
yeah, you say you want to leave that state to go to a state of massive action. What will happen when you do that?
What will happen? If I get to that state of being massive action, I would everything is now going to be improved. It's going to be even better economically. Economics will be better. Mm-hmm. I will feel better. My health is better and. Yeah, that would take it to the next level of living.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get more freedom and everything. Yes?
Okay. And what could you lose when you leave that state?
What could I lose? The ability to be happy with the things as they are, and to just calm down.
And what does that mean to you, that to lose this ability if you lose that state?
I notice that it's a black or white thinking in this. Because it feels like if I pursue the next level, I can't be happy at the things as they are. it's like they're two separate. So what does it mean to me?
Okay. And how do you know it? How do you know you will not be able to have this ability? How do you know that?
How do I know that? I don't really know how I know that. I'm not sure.
So you don't really know and you're not sure?
Yeah. How I know? I can see that I can be happy with the things as they are and still pursue next level.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that now. I wasn't really aware of that thinking.
Just like this, it looks like a either or.
I use the black or white or either or thinking a lot, and I've been working on that a lot since May this year. because that has been limiting me in many situations. And I worked through it in that situation, but I didn't know I had it in this too. So I'm not surprised. It's an easier thinking. And I notice now that I don't need have the easier thinking, because I wasn't aware that I had it. It feels like, of course, I can pursue the next level and still be happy and appreciate the things I have and the things as they are. So,
and what do you believe about being stuck in that level when you know that?
I believe that I don't need to do so. I don't need to be here if I don't want to. And
so you don't need to?
No, I don't need to. So.
And when you don't be scared, can you be, I don't know how you call it, something that is a resource that you're looking for?
Yeah, you cannot be in the state of taking that direction.
So you can do it?
Maybe. It feels a little bit calmer and more safe. I think that I don't need to do this. And I can choose to be, I can choose to take the next level.
So you can do it. And when you can do to the next level, what do you want to avoid?
So what will I want?
Avoid. Something you want, you don't want anymore.
Yeah. I want to avoid being this okay, in this, like it's the only okay. Because life is more than just being okay. That's one part of it, but so I believe that I want to live a life more fully, and to actualize and do stuff, and there's so many things I want to do, but I'm not doing it today, but I want to do it. So it's like I'm limiting myself, because in this okay, just doing okay, it's not meaningful enough. It feels like it's a good life, yeah, but it don't feel that meaningful. I want to do something.
Don't feel
I want to contribute.
Anything.
No. It can feel fun and it can feel like okay and can feel satisfying in that case, but not meaningful in that case.
That's not meaningful, it's not meaningful. What does that mean specifically being? How do you know if something is meaningful for you?
Yeah, meaningful. Meaningful for me is like doing more of what I want and contribute to other people of my skills and my knowledge and contribute to other people. That's meaningful for me. And to learn more. Do more and learn more. It's like, because in this, if I'm stuck here, sure, I can learn more, but just theoretically, I want to express it.
Okay, and what is the first thing that you can transform into meaningful and making more of it now?
So, the first thing to transform into meaningful and do it now, I could prepare a text to write to send out for inviting people to a free introduction session. I'm not going to send out until I go to Oslo now in a week and see with the agency, but after that I can send it out. I have it ready. That's one thing I could do today.
You could
tomorrow.
Do it.
Yeah?
You could do it. Okay. So just to summarize a bit, you said that you can be happy in what you have and next to the gas level. Did I understand okay?
Yep.
And you can write a text. Did I understand well?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Okay. Okay, so is that what you want to work about now?
Yeah. I want to have the resources to.
You want to have the resources?
It feels like I overcome one obstacle or two now. Because it feels like just being aware of this evil thinking made me think another way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good. And I feel that I can't pursue and still be satisfied and happy as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be more satisfied as things as they are when I'm pursuing next level. I think too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like feels like something still is missing to have the real energy. Now it feels like I'm not getting held back as much. Energy is
living. I'm sorry, would you say again, you feel?
Yeah, what I want to work on now is finding the resources to apply myself.
Find resources, okay.
To have this high energy and this creativity and this massive action. That's just like the main thing for me. So
you want to find resources?
Yeah.
And do you know these resources already?
Sorry?
Do you know these resources?
I'm not really sure. Maybe security is one of them.
Security? How do you know you are secure?
Or safety.
Safety. Okay. But how do you know you have the feeling of safety?
When it feels like I have nothing to lose.
Feel like you have nothing to lose. And how do you know you have nothing to lose? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel?
Yeah. Don't know when nothing to lose. For example, I know I can only win win
mm-hmm.
about it. That I know it can only make me more rich inside or outside. That's one.
Do you have a situation where you knew you have nothing to lose?
Yeah, if I get knocked down, because when I had economical issues some years ago, I knew I have nothing to lose if I choose to get back again to the okay level. I know that it's safer and nothing to lose. Only I can only win about doing it. So that's a good situation. So,
okay. Just to be sure, at the okay level for you, what is it specifically? How do you know that?
Yeah, in the economic, it's like my current level is okay level. Like now I'm earning, I have money on the bank, like 25,000 I have right now, for example, to live by. On my bank account. That's okay. If I can keep holding that between 15 and 25 and have that, that's okay.
That's okay.
Good life. I can live a good life. Yeah. It's no problem paying my bills and rent and food. That's okay. And I still have money over to make something.
So does that mean for you it's a resource? Oh, sorry.
I want to finish it. That's the okay level for me.
And can you apply that resource to the situation to go into the next level in your economics now?
okay, I noticed something now. I'm afraid of losing myself.
Losing yourself? Oh, what does that mean for you, mean losing yourself?
Yeah, that means that if I pursue with doing my coaching, with doing what I love, and, oh, okay, then I have to do it really right.
Oh, but losing yourself isn't that taking less, taking things personally?
Sorry?
Isn't it taking things personally as a person?
Yeah, and I notice it not have to be perfect. I have to do it right, because if client's gonna pay me, I really have to coach at a great level. I have to be right. Okay, so that's what is holding me back, I think, now. So that's not, that's limiting.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you mentioned often I must.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
It means like I have to do it right. That means like if I don't do it, I'm gonna. People are going to be, dissatisfied. I did a Google transfer. People are going to be dissatisfied with my service, with my coaching, and I'm going to get a bad reputation, and people are going to find out that I'm just a big joke.
Okay, and not being dissatisfied, is this a resource for you?
No, it's not resourceful. It's really limiting, because it's not good. I have this feeling that if I do it, it has to be absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. What do you believe about that?
If I don't, then I'm just a big joke. Like, people are going to find it out, I'm a bluff.
So either if you do it or if you don't do it, you are dissatisfied?
No, they are going to be dissatisfied if I don't do it perfectly. The client. If I don't do it right, if I don't coach,
what will happen if you don't coach right?
It feels like they're going, clients are going to be dissatisfied. They're going to think I'm a joke, or MLP or MS is joke or something. That what I'm selling is just bullshit. Bullshit and nothing joke.
And just to summarize, you in your taking your economics to the next level, you don't want to be satisfied. You want as a resource of being okay with the money, with an amount of money that you know.
That's not really right. It's like it's more like I please continue with the summaries. I just got confused.
Yes, but I just try to. At some level, you believe that you will lose yourself.
Yeah.
Does losing yourself empower you?
Losing my hope, and what I think I have to do it right, or else I'm going to lose credibility. I lose credibility, feels like I'm losing myself. It's like my passion's gone. It feels like, so I don't really dare to take the step fully and start coaching people and take money for it. I've done it a little bit before, but I'm not in this level, so it feels like I can't bear that the client is satisfied with my coaching when they're paying me for it. I can't stand that thought. That's what one. Yeah.
It looks like you fear something in the future.
Yeah.
How do you know the client will be dissatisfied just now?
In the scenario I'm playing, it's like they say, like, this is just bullshit, this does not work. I paid you la 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 amount of money for this bullshit, and I can hear all that. I can see scenario. Maybe they not will say it in front of me, but I think that they're saying it to their friends, the family, and the world should get around.
And what do you believe about all these things that you say to yourself?
I believe that's a really hard pressure for me to do. I have to do it right. I believe I have to do it absolutely right. I can't make mistakes.
You can't make mistakes. What do you believe about that?
That I'm probably not going to succeed in that. Because to learn and be better at something, I have to make mistakes to learn by it. And that's a part of life, but in this case, I can't make mistakes. I understand why I'm not pursuing it.
So you have to not make mistakes, and you have to make mistakes to learn. It's like a double bind.
Yeah, it's a paradox. Yeah. So, or be allowed to make mistakes to learn. Because it doesn't feel fun. It feels just like a big pressure and the demand. And that's not very inspiring at all.
Okay, and about that paradox, is that something you want to work about now?
Yeah, of course. I think this is what's holding me back. That takes away the safety too.
Safety, okay. So if you have a feel of safety, what happens to the paradox?
I can't really feel safety in this right now. I don't see it, because it feels like if I feel safe.
How do you know you feel safe just now?
How do I know? What ask the question again.
Do you have a situation? You have a situation in the context of economics where you felt safe.
Yeah.
Which means having a certain amount of money. And how do you know just now that you felt safe? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel?
Well, I say to myself, I have nothing to lose. I really need to get there. It saves the team. It saves to get there. Nothing to lose. I've only things to win about doing it. In this case, feels like I have everything to lose if I make a mistake, which I'm probably going to do, because that's part of being human. But it's a paradox.
And you mentioned that state a few times. Is it okay to just leave it on the side and keep on advancing? Is it okay?
Okay?
Can you do it?
Yeah, I do it now. Yeah.
Okay. So you can do it. You can put that state on the side and all those thoughts on the side.
Yeah, it's on the side of me. It's to the right of me.
Okay.
Now it's in neutral again. Yeah.
And so, you said you wanted to be able to take massive action.
Yeah.
Can you do it now?
I can, but probably not. Will not do it. I know I can, but I will probably not do it.
You know you can, but you will probably not do it.
Yeah.
And what's stopping you?
Feels scary. Feels scary. What's stopping you? That's what I was talking about before. It feels like I have no room for mistakes. I have to do it right. Or else, people are going to think I'm a fraud.
Mm-hmm. And do you have the permission to just make mistakes to learn?
Not in that case. I could do not have permission to do it.
In that case. And do you know how to give yourself the permission?
Yeah, I think so. I'll try.
So what happens when you give yourself the permission to...
I give myself permission to make mistakes. Okay. Give myself permission to make mistakes. Coaching, and therefore learn by it. Give myself permission to keep learning, and that means making mistakes. Give myself permission to make mistakes. I noticed that I can look up knowledge of. Give myself permission to make mistakes. Give myself permission to make mistakes. I give myself permission to be wrong. Give myself permission to do wrong. Even if I attempt to do right. Give myself permission to be allowed to want to do wrong or be allowed to make mistakes. Because that's part of being human. Part of learning. I love to learn things, and when I learn things, I have to be allowed to make mistakes. So I give myself permission to make mistakes, and to do wrong, and learn by it, and so I can do right next time. And if I do such a big mistake that the client would be so dissatisfied or haven't reached the goal, I can make it up some other way, but that big mistake probably not going to do, or if I do it, I can. So it's no big deal when I think about it. A small mistake, maybe I can just learn by it.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening now?
Feels a little bit calm inside. Feels a little bit better. Maybe a little bit less of scaredness, but I think that's manageable. So I'm gonna continue. I can do that after coaching too, with the permission.
Okay. You want to continue about exploring the permission? Is that what you say?
Yeah, if I need to, I can do it. I can continue later the permission thing for making mistakes. But it feels better now, and it's come back and into my definition again. So,
okay.
But of course,
so what you, sorry.
Yeah? It's of course, I can't have the demand to do things absolutely right. It's not, I don't think it's humanly possible to do it. And when I think about it, really many coaches out there in Sweden and in the whole world, almost all the whole world, that is getting great results with their clients and earn a lot of money. And of course they made mistakes to come there, and they're still making mistakes, of course. Whereas they have never got to that place. So, so if I make such a big mistake that the client is so dissatisfied or have not got what he or she wanted of the session, I can make it up in another way, but that's not probably going to happen a lot anyway. And a small mistake can, so of course I have to make mistakes.
Okay, so knowing that you make mistakes. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I was thinking aloud at the same time. So. Make mistakes is a part of life. Make mistakes is a part of learning. And, of course, I have to be allowed to make mistakes even if they pay me to coach.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I pay another one for the service, it's okay if they make mistakes. If they make such a big mistake that I haven't got what I've been promised, then I expect they make it up for it. And I would do the same. I would do that. But that's another thing. Of course, they have to be allowed to do wrong or make mistakes.
Okay. Just let me interrupt you a bit.
Yeah.
Because you learned that you are allowed now to make mistakes, and then you can manage them. Okay, and what other resources do you need to take massive action now?
To install this thought that I know I'm going to get there if I just work, if I just pursue it enough. I know I'm going to get there. It's just a matter of time.
It's a matter of time. And when it's a matter of time, when is the first thing you will take?
Sorry, what when? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you say it's a matter of time. What does that mean for you, a matter of time?
It's like, if I pursue it, I'm going to get there. It's just a matter of time. It's like, the other thought before was, I don't know if I'm going to get there. Now it's like, I know I'm going to get there. If I just work hard enough and pursue it, and do all the stuff needed, and learn all the things needed, and get the experience, I know I'm going to get there. It's just a matter of time. So that means like, that, just 20 flames. Just I'm going to get there. And because when I think when I get knocked down, it's just a matter of time before I can come back. Then it's going really fast. So in this case, like it's just a matter of time, and I'll allow it to take time if it's needed. So that's okay.
Okay. So and you mentioned you needed safety. What happens when you apply safety to all this?
Well, that feels kind of safe. And I realize now that I don't need to set in my goal to live by my coaching. I can skip the time, the timeline on that goal. Because if I had the time, if it's demanding, that takes time away. And know that if I perceive the two other things needed, I'm going to get there. Maybe before the time frame I'm previously set, but I will take that away in my KPI. It will not be a full KPI then, but that's the case, because it is more work. So it's just a matter of time. So instead of having a set goal in a time frame, timeline, I can have it like a, what do you say,
Okay, and did you put the goals on the timeline?
Like a compass. No, I would take it away from my timeline. It's better.
It's better away from the timeline. Okay, sorry, I understand.
I have to the end of August, but now I take that away. It's just a matter of time. If I just work, then take it step by step.
Step by step. Okay.
Yeah.
So
and
you
I know
take
what
step.
It's possible how to do it. Possibly, and the things I don't, I don't know how to do everything, but I know how to look it up or get the information out of it. So I have all the external resources to do it. So
okay.
The elementary program here is a good resource. So.
Okay, so will you do it?
Sorry?
Will you do it?
Yeah, it feels like right now.
Feels like, okay, and when you say, you mentioned often, it feels like, what kind of feeling, how do you know you have that feeling in your body?
Well, I could integrate this, I know I'm going to get there, because it's up in the head right now, so I know I'm going to get there.
So you know how to get there, and do you have a feeling of how to get there?
Yeah, no one's going to get there if I just do all the things needed, of course I'm going to get there.
May I interrupt you?
Yeah.
It looks like that your validating system is when you feel right. It feels okay.
Yeah.
And do you know how does it feel when it feels okay in your body?
I know when I have the feeling, yeah.
Okay, so you can describe it to me? If I were in your body, how would I feel it?
It's just like in the head, that's one part of it. I know I'm going to get there. And the feeling in my body is like, it's like a hopeful feeling.
It's like a, sorry?
Hopeful feeling.
Like hopeful feeling. Okay.
It's like and a belief. It's a sense of that. If I just stay with the process, I'm going to get there. I have a hard time describing this in words.
I'm sorry, I did not understand. Did you?
I have a hard time explaining it in words, the feeling.
Okay. But you describe more, where in your body you feel it, in your chest, in your legs, in your head, I don't know.
But the feeling is like, I can see it, and it feels like my body is moving forward to it.
Your body is moving forward to it.
Like I'm drawn to it, like it's a magnet that's drawing me to it. I feel like I'm already on my way there. So it feels like I can see the goal, and I can see everything you need to do it, and I have been drawn to it, so I automatically do all the things needed. I don't need to motivate myself to do it, I just do it. It's like, I don't need to convince myself, I just do it, because it feels like, it feels obvious, like, to do it.
So, okay.
It feels like my body is drawn to it. I'm already on my way.
Okay, and would you take some time to just enter that state of moving your body forward?
Yeah. Want to describe it or what?
And seeing that you have put the things out of your timeline.
Yeah.
And knowing that you can do it.
Something
had a faith. Okay, had a sense of safety.
Yeah, something now. When I took it away from the timeline, I instead get the feeling of I'm going to do it as fast as I can. Because when I put it out there in time now, and the fall, it feels like then it feels hard. When I took it away, it don't feel as hard anymore. I just need to learn how to do and what to do and do it. It's not that big of a deal. It's a new thing for me, so it probably feels big for me, but that doesn't mean it is a big deal in real life. That's two different things. But it's plenty of other people who succeed to come to that level I want to be in. And they have done something right, or many things right, probably, to get there. And even if I haven't just got it yet, it's not a big deal, even if it feels like it. That's also a realization, too. So, I can have this, like, naive sense of mind, like, pursuing it and do it as fast as I can, and like a childlike view of it, just do it and get there. Yeah.
And when you enter in that state, when you enter in that state, will you take massive action?
Now it feels fun, because now it feels real manageable. it feels like something opened up in my body, so you have just feeling of, now the feeling is I don't need to take massive action, I just going to do massive action, because I'm already on my way. That was a really nice feeling. So I'm going to do as fast as I can. So that was you must sort of take it, just open up, it feels like you just went energy there.
Okay, so you are going to do massive action?
Sorry?
You say you are going to have massive action?
Yeah, it feels like. Okay, so to get there, it's not a big deal. To have this income I want to have, I just need to have a coaching program in progress every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's just two sales I need to do. I worked as a salesman for 3.5 years. I know how to make sales. I just need to make two sales. It's a new area for me to make sales, so I need to learn about it and experience and practice it, of course, but it's two sales. That's not much.
Sorry, I did not understand.
I just need to make two sales every month. To get to this income level I want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Say two coaching programs.
You need to make two sales, okay.
Yeah. If I take 30,000 Swedish kronor and after tax that's 15,000, if I do that twice every month.
Okay.
Yes, two sales. I can't do it now, but I know how to learn to do it.
Okay.
So, and that's enough.
So, for example, as a summary,
the session we can learn to now is one way.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I can do it. I can learn to do it.
So you can do it and you say, I'm going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how will you know that you have done it?
That I've done what?
That you have
that
done.
Taking
that massive action that you mentioned to make your income to the next level. How will you know it?
I know that I do it like naturally. And I do many things at the same time. Not just at the same moment, but I do this, and that I do that, and do that. For example, I updating my homepage, and same time I'm going to do text for invited to introduction session, and send it out after I get on 23rd of January. I can send it out in, for example, in Facebook, and so I can get clients take a free introductory session, and then I can practice what we're going to learn now. So, it feels like when I do many things at the same time, many things, that's massive action for me. Not just one thing, I see plenty of things.
Okay, so you know the list of things that you need to know, that you need to do? Do you have a plan?
Okay. I already have a plan, and I both in my head and have written down on my computer. So, yeah.
Okay. And what is the first thing on your plan?
First thing is to write a text to invite to free introduction session. I can put up an office. What do you say?
Posters
outside on Facebook. I can look up other ways to do it. Maybe Google AdWords. I heard that's a good way to. So, I have a printer. So just print out, and put the posters, and I can inspire friends and people I know to if they know someone who wants to need coaching or something, they can take a free introduction session with me. So that's the first one. The first one this week is writing text. I'm not going to send it out before I go to Oslo next Sunday. So I'm going to send it out afterwards because I have no ability to answer the phone or something when I'm there. So after that, I can send it out.
So when you say this week, can you be more specific?
This week I will write text and I can update my homepage and I can...
Which day?
Today, after this, I'm going to write a text to the self-introduction session and then I can put it up on my homepage that I can do already now. And that I can do today. And I can read more about selling in this case. And it's a lot of stuff I can do today. And tomorrow I'm gonna work on the daytime, but I can. I can do something every day.
Okay, good. And is there someone accountant to that? Someone that you will tell I've done it? Or maybe only it's only you?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that. Can't speak to my girlfriend. I speak to my girlfriend all the time about this thing. She's not holding me accountable on that street, but I tell her I've done this and done this and done this. So that's what I do, for example. Yeah.
Okay. And how will you remember that state when you move forward and you feel you are taking massive action? How will you remember it?
By looking at my goal, and if I need to give myself more permission to make mistakes and to do stuff wrong,
mm-hmm.
by learning, when I learn and evolve and develop. So that's the two things.
You can do that process? It's something you have that skill to do it?
Yeah, of course. I have. So I can just do what I've done now in this session. I can do by myself. So, easy permission thing and to look at goal and don't think in a time frame. Just put that away and just do it as fast as I can. That's the question. To do it as fast as I can.
Okay. And would you take a minute to put all this together? The permission and all things. Would you take it to embody it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel. To move forward. And you have permission. And you know that we will start today, just after the session. That's from there.
It's good. It's really good.
Okay, would you give a name to that state? You can give it for yourself. So each time you need, you can call it.
Give a name to it. I like the massive action. Did you call it massive action state? Because it feels like the state is making me do actions. I don't need to take action. I just do the action. I just do it. I'm already on my way, so I just need to do it. So, it's like that. So massive action state.
Okay, so let me summarize and wrap up that session. You know now how to get out of the feeling to get stuck, because you have a state of massive action. You want to take your business to the next level, which means doubling your income after tax.
Yeah, with my coaching, yeah.
Mm-hmm, with your coaching. And you will start just after that session, writing your text.
Yeah.
You will, your girlfriend will be your witness, your accountant for that.
Yeah.
And you need to do 2 sales each week.
Each month.
Each month, connection, each month. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so there we are. Did we, was that what you expected from the session?
Yeah, it is. It feels really great. So thank you a lot.
And as a side, it looks like that your process of validating something is that it feels right.
Yeah.
It looks like, just as a side thing.
Well, it feels like I got what I want, and it feels really great. It's a new way to think in this context, so, yeah. That's what makes sense.
Okay, so I guess you have a lot of things to do now.
Thank you for coaching and staying with me all the time. And so,
thank you very much for working with me. I think your management maybe Fenker will get directly the recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna stop the recording now. So.
Okay.